You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And now, 2019, nobody wore boxers. That's a lie. The reason Jose Altuve didn't want to get his shirt ripped up, I'm going to tell you. Earlier in the year, he hit a walk-off at Minute Maid Park. I ripped up his shirt with Tony Kemp. His wife told my wife, why is Carlos ripping Altuve's shirt? Like, I don't like that.
Cultural change is hard.
It's because he got an unfinished tattoo on his collarbone right here that honestly looked terrible. It was a bad tattoo.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight tomorrow.
Guys. Be careful. Be careful.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the Radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your holiday fill-in hosts.
They jello for us.
Jermaine Wiggy Wiggins.
Chris Bosh, right, but I'm not talking Wiggy, about
let
the 2012.
Me finish!
But you're talking about
let
a different
me
team.
Finish!
But
thank
you're
you.
Not making
let
sense.
Let me finish.
You are
let
this
me
dumb.
Finish!
God, you're
thank
so
you.
Dumb.
No, but you're an idiot.
You're talking about the
no,
Miami
I'm telling
Heat.
You
we're
about,
so the
let, Wiggy, will you let me effing finish?
But
thank
you're not
you.
Doing anything.
Well, Wiggy, you won't let me... Dude.
Joined by
yeah,
Nick Fitzy Stevens.
15 minutes ago, Fitzy said that Mike Milbury was a top five Bruin of all time.
I mean, I said he came. I said he came to mind. You boob.
Boob. That is the dumbest thing you've ever said on these airwaves. And that
are
is
you
something.
Are you sure?
Number six on his list is Darren Banks,
and making his glorious return to mornings. The Mutt Man.
We will be back on Tuesday, I think, because Monday's a holiday.
Correctamundo.
Yep, so, sorry, Mutt's on Monday.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Where the f*** are they all?
How about this pile of nuts?
All the fields.
Cover it.
Let's cover it.
Just want to say hi, Greg.
Yeah, good.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing the Bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Tom Brady has a scar on his quad from being bitten by a dog after practice. So this has been the week so far today. Absolute shades of John Dennis. I just had crazy Dino flashbacks. Listening to Mark James scream, let me finish, over and over and over
I
again.
I couldn't let him finish.
You talk guy to Amy.
Would have been wrong to the world to let him finish.
That was
what his dumbass take.
It got hot.
It was afternoon yesterday.
It was awesome.
I was like, but it's winter.
It was awesome.
The only way to do it.
10 minutes away.
Shots firing, Fitzy. Bang bang.
I could feel the heat from the clips hitting the floor all the way over in beautiful, safe Newton, Mass.
My brother texted me, said Wiggy and James are going at it right now. So flip it on. I caught the end of it. I caught the. We just having fun in here. Oh, just having some fun. Just a couple guys. Clearly from that sound right there, that got pretty heated yesterday.
Yeah, it got heated. I spit off about 30 rounds. He was spitting some clips.
And we're fighting about bad tattoos, or are we fighting about Kevin Garnett? Which
no,
one?
No, we keep our shirts on to cover up the bad tattoo.
They were
that's
ranking
a great excuse.
They were ranking their
that's classic.
They were arguing over each other's Netflix cues. Classic, like guys.
Oh, yeah, just guys being
midlife guys.
Midlife guys
being guys.
Sit. I'm watching Murder Mountain on Netflix now.
What is that? What?
It's about the drug game up in the northern mountains of California and the marijuana business.
Really? So guys fighting for turf? What are we talking about?
Humboldt up there?
Yeah, Humboldt County or something like that. It's a whole... I was episode one, so it looks like it's all right, though.
I need something on Netflix. I got nothing. I'm watching the Young Pope with Jude Law on HBO. Going back and watching it.
Oh, okay.
So I'm stuck in there right now.
Here's the dumbest thing in the world I could say, but how come there's 500 things I should be watching? I got no interest right now. Yeah,
because you're obsessed with Brady. Because that's your life is about Brady. Fitzy says off the air, oh, did you guys hear the Marcus Cannon might retire rumors? No, nobody heard those. No one cares except for you
what
about
are you
Marcus
talking
Cannon
about?
Retiring on the offensive line.
With the $5 million that's freed up with Cannon possibly retiring, if that actually comes to bear, that's where you get WEAPONZ weapons.
Would we stop with the I love it when people go with the money that's freed up. They'll have plenty of money to sign plenty of people.
The money's not the issue.
No. That's not
I don't think it's the issue.
They'll restructure contracts. They'll do it. They'll tell guys to take pay cuts.
Your boy, Mike Reese, you guys see eye to eye, literally. You and Mike...
We're vertically challenged. Yeah, that's fair.
It's our first high joke of the day. It's 6:05. Thank you, Ken. Good morning,
Oh, Ken is here. Thankfully, Curtis is not. And thankfully, Ken is, because Ken does everything. I do nothing for the next 4 hours.
Curtis takes...
He does every trending, every read. I'm just here for a comp day.
Curtis takes 5 weeks off of recharging his battery, and then he's out on
President's Day two days later.
Yeah. What a loser.
After working 4.5 hours every day in Florida and sitting and getting scorched poolside, yeah, so Reese said, what did Reese say last night? Brady would take 20 and he'd be fine to come back?
Do we have Mike Reese last night? Wow. Was this on the Steve Burton Sports Final?
The Steve Burton, that's what they call it now. It's the George Michael Sports Machine and the Steve Burton Sports Final.
Yeah, this was Mike Reese, I think, sounding pretty confident that Brady's not going anywhere.
Oakland or Tennessee offers him $30 million and the Patriots come in at $20 million. You think he comes back to New England?
I do.
Mike.
I do, Steve.
I'm Mike.
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 I do.
Really?
I think the comfort level, and it's not just a number. What if they do it over 2 years, Steve? Let's just, or 3 years, you know, just to say, we don't want to have this discussion again next year.
So Oakland is going to offer him $30 million a year.
Yeah, let's say 2 years.
And the Patriots offer him 20, and you think he's back here in New England.
I do. You think I'm pretty naive, don't you?
I, you know, I love you to death.
Sunshine, sunshine. It's always sunshine here.
No chance. No chance.
No chance.
Thank you, Joe. No shot.
Well, they offer him $20 million.
He'll stand up.
Is that
and walk right out of the negotiation room? They start with 20. He's going to stand up and walk out.
I think
Donnie's going to start laughing at the table.
I think they start with what he made last year.
23.
And then maybe go a little bit over the top of that, like 26.
They can't. The money's not. They'll find the money. You're right, Wiggy. But if they start at 20. Then the negotiations.
The problem is they better get the deal done before the 18th, because if they don't get it done by the 18th, you can essentially add the 6.75 to total at the $13.5 million. So whatever you got is basically you added 13.5 on that. So I think the Patriots, it behooves them to get the deal done before the 18th, right?
Yeah, the timeline that Florio and Reese were talking about was if there's nothing done by March 1st, maybe feel a little uneasy. By March 5th to March 7th, that's when you should know Brady's going to make it to free agency and you should start getting a little anxious.
Why aren't you a little surprised?
Why that, though?
Because they base it off of, even though you have a legal tampering period of a couple days before free agency begins, they're basing it off of Don Yee probably sitting down, having a little steak and shrimp with everyone at the combine. Mm-hmm. Everyone will have reps there. They'll have meetings, but won't have meetings, and then they'll get a baseline for what Brady's going to be offered 3 weeks later. Then Yee can turn around to the Patriots and say, all right, I got six teams that are all going to do at least 2 for $60. So what are we talking about
here?
Let's get something done.
Do you really think he needs a baseline for that? See, because I look at it more like it's the Patriots and Brady and Yee saying, okay, here's what we need to come together on as far as the deal. Because don't you think, if we're sitting here talking about $30 million, you really think Don Yee needs a baseline to go out there from other teams talking about $30 million?
No, I think Brady wants his, I think Brady wants the confidence that he's going to have the players, the talent around him.
Yeah, but
to
that's
got to
be a trust value,
right?
Because no matter
where he goes, there a lot of trust there right now, Wiggy?
Well, I don't know, but no matter where he
that's
goes,
what we want to know.
No matter where he goes, unless it's Tampa Bay. Or like a team like
Dallas
that.
Has some weapons if they bring back Amari Cooper. You're going through teams that are good offensive talent.
Yeah, but they won't bring back Amari Cooper until after potentially the March 18th free agent period. Unless it's tampering, you know, it's Godwin and it's Mike Evans, or it's Keenan Allen and Mike Williams and the Chargers. You know, you got to say that teams – got to be saying, all right, Brady, we're going to get you some weapons.
Little leap of faith if he comes back to Foxborough. He's going to have to make that leap of faith. But at least Don Yee knowing how many teams could be coming after Brady. If it's one or two, then at that point, does Brady even bother with a free agency tour?
$25 million here
compared to 30. Just, I know the money doesn't matter to somebody whose family worth is $500 million, but $30 million in Las Vegas is worth like 35 or 37.
Yeah, I don't think it really.
Unfortunately for the Patriots, it is. But I think Wiggy's wrong about Brady coming back or not. But the thing Wiggy's had right for a while is they'll figure out the money part. I think if they want him back, Peter King writes today. He keeps pounding this dumb idea that Bill Belichick wants Andy Dalton to be his quarterback.
No, I don't get that.
And it's the dumbest potential fill. And there's a million guys they could get. And Andy Dalton for a third and fourth round pick and then pay him what he's worth. No chance.
So, you'd move on from Brady and you would give up potential assets so you could go get the red rifle.
I know. That's why,
and be like, hey, Tom, guess who I thought was better than you? This guy.
Peter King called him a football guy a couple weeks ago. He's a football guy. Right. No, he's a terrible quarterback,
and
Peter.
Still with Andy Dalton, you would still be investing $30 million into your quarterback position.
Yeah, because you're still banging the 13
right. See,
on the dead cap.
17 for Dalton and 13.5 dead in Brady.
So they'll figure out the money part. I still believe, and Peter King does write this today, and Curran has mentioned it, and Darlington has mentioned it. The meeting that has to happen is less about money and more about, okay, how is this going to work? This sit-down that has to happen. Darlington said it with OMF last week. You know, they've got to air things out. There's got to be sort of an airing of grievances here where Brady says, why am I not more part of the offense? Why can't I help pick my offensive talent? And then Bill's got to decide, am I going to let this guy now be a bigger part of what I do? Or after 20 years, am I going to say, no, you're not a coach, you're not a GM. You play quarterback, Tom. Stop asking for things you don't deserve.
I think Tom realizes that Bill's going to do everything in his power to put pieces around him because he tried to do that last year. I think it's going to come.
He did a tight end, really?
Well, the tight end.
Matt LaCoste and Ben freaking
the tight
Watson?
End, I don't know how true this is, but the
don't
tight end,
Izzo.
They were allegedly banking on Gronkowski to come back. I don't know how true that
was.
Well, that's what the Patriots organization.
Okay,
built.
Quote Jermaine Wiggins. That's stupid. That's what they were doing.
They
skinny Gronk was going to come back. The guy drinking vegan drinks and looking skinny as hell on Instagram.
Right, but this was before. No. This was during the offseason, before he made up his mind. See, you got to
okay.
Get,
so way back. Before.
Yeah, way
okay,
because
got, okay,
he,
okay.
Gronk had never really said he was retiring. So they probably like are holding out. Is he coming back? The thing. Brady's not really wanting to get to free agency, so it could be about the money. I think that's where people I have.
He wants to be wine and dine, baby.
But I don't think he really cares about that because wherever he goes, so what? He gets to sit there and have dinner with the GM and the coach.
I think he wants to be more part a collaboration.
As
Darlington
that,
said.
I think the collaborative effort and that little point right there probably makes the most sense because Brady going to Tampa. And then them doing a flyover and spelling his name in the sky or lighting up the stadium.
He's not
and having
a senior in
50...
high school that's
no, I know,
trying
that's what
to
I'm
sign
saying.
On national signing day.
I know. That we're not going to do a show with Scratchy and just do, like, you know, the reveal part two. It's not going to have 50. Yeah, Tom, here you go. So, Tom, where are you taking your talents this fall? You're not going to have 50 Elvises jumping out of an airplane spelling Brady in the sky, skydiving, to be like, Tom, look at all the things you can do out here. None of that's going to really matter at the end of the day. It's going to be you get to be involved in the offense. You get to help pick the talent. We're going to buy the groceries and you can help us decide how we're going to make the dinner each and every week. Because wasn't there a little frost in the relationship or so we'd heard maybe between McDaniels and Brady this past season as well?
Yeah, Foray's
whispered
that's Scoops. Scoops is like all.
Yes, is it Scoops? Foray's out. Look at how the streets talking.
Look where he is on the WEI leaderboard over there.
The guy was all over, national TV for his scoop of the Patriots don't want him back at all.
He
and
is.
Granted, was
Gonski.
Gonski. This opinion. Is how I refer to him now, Gonski.
But he's all over the place. You got to look at it. It's simple. And that's why when I look at this situation, Brady has to make the decision and go, okay. Do I want to finish my career with the Patriots and be in a position where I'll be able to go out potentially on top, go down, don't have any issues with my legacy? Do I want to do that with New England? Or do I want to maybe risk the chance of going somewhere else, starting new, starting from the bottom? Because let's be honest. If you've never been in the world of free agency, when you go from one team that you've been with, whether it's been 3 years, 10 years, or in Brady's case, 20 years, to a whole new organization, you are starting new. New teammates, new coaching staff. There is really hardly any familiarity there, especially in Brady's situation, wherever he's going, unless he goes to Miami and knows B-Flow. But that's really about it. He's going to have to put...
Oh, Vrabel in Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, Vrabel. But Vrabel in Tennessee is more of the player, so he'll know that he's going to have to go to all the OTAs to, A, either install his offense or learn the offense. He's going to have to sit with the coaches every day after training and say, here's how we're running the offense. Here's what we're doing. Sit with the players. Does he really want to spend all
that
time?
Does he
want to
work?
That?
Yes, Tom Brady's one of the hardest workers I've ever seen, Wiggy.
But
I mean, you've been
about,
around the guy. The guy's never the guy does not let up.
But it's not about work. And see, I think you're missing the point. Does he want to spend that much time away from his family in the offseason to now put in his playbook or have to learn John Gruden's playbook or whatever it may be?
If he's allowed to be more part of the collaboration, Wiggy, not to cut you off, yes. I believe that he will choose that part of it over staying here. You said legacy and being safe here. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's so safe if they don't make a run the next couple of years. What'd you bring him back at $28 million for, Bill? Come on, Tom. We're supposed to come back and save the franchise.
Yeah, no, but if
it could get really bad here if they're not good.
If he goes somewhere and doesn't perform well and the team doesn't perform well around him, and I don't think that's going to happen, there'll always be that, oh, he was a system quarterback and it was about Belichick.
People are never going to say that.
What? They're saying it now.
It's been 19 years.
They say it now. Think about how many people on a national level you heard.
But those people, again, yeah, Rob, you are
Rob
stupid.
Parker
they're always
they've
said it for
but
years.
It doesn't matter whether or not they're stupid
Rob Parker, who bitched about Brady being a system quarterback, is now on TV every night saying they should pay Tom Brady.
Right, right.
So which one is it? System quarterback, Rob?
Pick
or should
a lane.
They pay him?
Pick
but
a lane.
It doesn't be both.
Afraid of.
But would you agree? It doesn't matter if he's an idiot or not. He's an idiot that can get a lot of people outside of New England to buy into his idiocy and go, oh, you know what? Brady is a system quarterback. Yeah. So that's just the narrative that guys like Parker, Whitlock, Stephen A. Smith, Max Kellerman, these guys, because they have national platforms, can push. So whether or not it's dumb, it don't matter.
I got news for you. More people can hear your voice right now than will hear Rob Parker on the middle
on.
Of the
even week. On President's Day 2020.
Even on President's
yeah,
Day.
And listen, I don't know even what y'all were doing down there in Florida, but it seems like he was hitting the cocaine hard. Let's be honest. This guy's on a national TV show. We are in Boston, Massachusetts, talking to a certain group of people.
We're
in New England.
Part of a regional network. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, this is like
EEI is an empire.
Yeah, 103.7 in Providence. The big double nickel.
105.5 in Springfield.
Up in Keene. Good morning, Keene. Yes. Portland, Maine. Hello.
Right. What's up,
Happy
Maine?
President's Day.
How you doing,
we
guys?
We conquer our small little market of the Northeast.
Don't
New
sell
England.
Yourself short, Wiggy. Okay. You can market yourself.
Wiggy, radio.com. Come on, man.
I know that is
kind of. The rewind feature's unbelievable. You get on there, hit rewind?
I can't believe I'm going to have to go back and listen to Wiggy doubting the power.
Now, if you want to
WEEI.
If you want to find the show on radio.com, it's going to take 25 minutes to scroll through a million other things to get to it, but it's in there
Let's
somewhere.
See,
I swear to God.
How to diagnose my own diabetes, fix my car, the Comedy Now channel.
Granted, and someday, Mud at Night will be on radio.com.
Granted, I know.
We'll figure it out
day.
Someday. We'll
get
on President's Day, Dare to Dream, Mike Menansky.
I know, granted, I understand FS1 is on like channel 30,045 somewhere, but
That's Fios. It's well, different on Comcast.
Okay, but think about it. You know, your platform that he has, you know, for the boobs that are sitting in Wyoming or Nebraska or wherever they don't have this huge net, or whether it's Raleigh, North
Wyoming
Carolina.
And Nebraska. Where else is FS1, Ken?
Wyoming.
What are small places you want?
What's wrong with Raleigh, North Carolina? It's a beautiful place.
Mount Pleasant, Pennsylvania.
Turn it on, all of a sudden.
Harrisburg.
They see Rob Parker going, yeah,
Plano,
Brady
Texas.
Was a system quarterback. You don't think that's what these national people are going to push. So I don't think he'll go somewhere and not perform well. But there's a risk that he's running the same way Belichick would be if they were to separate.
Well, Brady Watch continues. I'm going to come back and read you some of this Peter King nonsense today about Andy Dalton to get everyone really pissed off on President's Day. Well, I'm going to read it to you.
You can think about like,
I didn't say
about,
it. Peter King.
Peter King. He's saying this about Andy Dalton, and it's all over the place.
Well, it's out there this morning. I'll
say Jim Brody's making meth in North Dakota going, man, the Pats are going to get Andy Dalton.
He's up early making meth this morning. It's good. We are Mutt, Wiggy, Fitzy, in for the guys this morning. Hillman and Danielle are off. Curtis, thankfully, also off. Ken, thankfully, here for trending here on WEEI.
OMF live broadcast begins this Wednesday at 2 from Red Sox spring training. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, welcome back, Mutt Man. Happy President's Day to you.
You
good
too,
news.
Buddy.
Liquor stores are open today. A lot of things closed, but the liquor stores are open.
It's good news.
No schools, Idiots. Though. No banks, stock market, federal offices. You know the rest. Closed today. Weekend schedule for the tea. You were talking about Mike Reese and the latest on Brady Watch. We're at 30 days, by the way. Did you catch the Reese Sunday notes where he says, if Brady departs in free agency, look for a financial reset where the Patriots would likely stand pat with Stidham and Cody Kessler and wait for the quarterbacks to settle for a low-priced veteran option. That is unbelievable.
You're saying it's unbelievable. Isn't that a better option than Andy Dalton or Marcus Mariota, one of these retreads, going to cost a lot of money. Might not be as good as Stidham right now.
Spending $30 million on a quarterback when you can surround the younger guys and wait for a veteran to come around.
Yeah, but you're not
with talent. That
you're
makes
not really
more sense to me.
Surrounding the younger guys with talent because who you getting? Who you going to get to put around Stidham? Because you think about the free agent market, even with Brady, Amari Cooper's the only wide receiver. If you really want a guy, you're going to have to trade to get a guy to come in with Brady.
Yeah, but you could grab a guy like Hunter Henry and then draft a tight end and then start to at least integrate the tight end position.
How
back
good
in
you
offense.
Think Hunter Henry's going to be with Jarrett Stidham?
He'd be all right. But with Philip Rivers going off his back foot, blindfolded, Kevin Burstbach style last year.
Philip Rivers is 10 times better than Jarrett Stidham.
I don't know. We don't know that yet.
Okay.
Let's find out.
Okay.
Let's find
out. We got to wait another couple of weeks to wait for the Red Sox investigation. Rob Manfred says MLB has had to re-interview people as a result of some things.
They're doing a great job.
They're so scared of their own shadow right now. We're going to bury baseball this morning. This will be fun. Manfred and Correa yesterday were embarrassing. And Jackie Bradley Jr. on the show was embarrassing last week. What he said about leave baseball alone, market the players. Baseball didn't fixing. He is clueless. Clueless.
Sale and Bogaerts, your two leaders, talked yesterday. Here's a little bit of Bogaerts at the picnic table.
I mean, the chatter about it, maybe, you know, you hear a lot of stuff going on and a lot of stuff that hasn't been answered yet. So we'll see what happens. I know MLB is probably sooner rather than later, they're going to be done with that. So hopefully that comes out pretty soon.
You're pretty confident about
it? Yeah, I am.
Who's their manager, the Red Sox?
At the moment.
Do they have a manager?
Andy Dalton.
Rags.
Ron Renicki,
yeah.
And they hired a guy without this report coming out?
Interim
so
tag.
So if the report comes out and he had some involvement, then they then they fire him.
Yep.
Bruce Bochy.
Embarrassing.
Come save us.
Ken Laird.
Could be Ken Laird. Bruins stayed hot since their All-Star break and their bye week with their eighth win out of nine. They swept the weekend 3-1 win over the Rangers. Big trade in the NHL yesterday. Tampa, who is on their heels, first-round pick and a prospect, as they go after a New Jersey 20-goal scorer, Coleman.
Do it. Oh, you couldn't name him. I thought it was going to be a tough name. Were you on the skate yesterday? Did you skip
no,
out
I skipped
show?
The skate. Why? I tested skate positive for the flu on Friday.
Got the corona.
What are you doing here?
Corona Ken.
What are you doing here?
Fever's been gone. I'm good.
Actually got the swab and they tested positive?
Oh, have you had that flu test? Stick it up your nose and they freaking...
Oh, it's brutal.
Oh,
it's painful.
Man,
why are you here if you tested positive?
Yeah, why are you here? Other Nick is in the booth there producing with you. This kid is as good as dead.
They ain't put it up
How much weight have you lost since last
week? I've lost 12 pounds.
Okay, what are you doing here?
He looks like
Mark Cannon. Get him out of here,
please.
He looks
like the ghost of Cannon. It's like that time Dickerson was doing the Patriots morning show, and he was like,
did they put the swab up your daughter's nose, too?
Yeah, they did.
Well, see, the
whole family or just you?
You're going to get a letter. You're going to get a letter from Maury Povich.
And you know who? And you know between the two of them?
You are not.
You know who cried? Ken.
Yeah, that's what it is. You're going to get a letter from Maury.
Nick, you're as good as dead. Get out of there.
I was at my worst Friday. He's fine now.
I'm going to come in there with you guys.
Yeah, come on in, Nick.
If he made it to today, he's good. NBA All-Star Game also happened last night. I don't know if anybody... People were saying this is like the best NBA All-Star Game of all time.
It was competitive. It was good.
Was it good?
Yeah. Is it over yet, though?
May not be over. 157-155 was the final. Kemba Walker hit 23 for the losing side. Jason Tatum, 6 on the winning side. It's the Greg Hill Show with Mutt, Wiggy, and Fitzy.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
There's two phases.
Yeah.
Is he going to go back to the Patriots? That's phase one. I think as a practical matter... That's the ship that has to sail before March the 16th. You either sign with the Patriots or you embark on the Reggie White, Peyton Manning free agency tour. I don't think the Patriots are still in play once the boat's out of the harbor. Do you agree with me on that?
Probably. But I'm just going to say this, Mike. I don't think in this particular case that anything is set in stone. But I do have a pretty good feeling that we'll probably get to March 12th or 13th and know if there's any chance he's going to go back to the Patriots.
That's Peter King with Mike Florio. We're starting Brady this morning. It's Mutt, Wiggy, Fitzy in for the crew. We'll get your reaction as well. It's 617-779-7937. And Peter King is one of these guys that's pushing 32-year-old Andy Dalton as the guy that Belichick has his eye on. He writes today on the Football Morning in America column, formerly whatever it was at SI. I'll preface this by saying none of the logic matters on Brady if Belichick has already decided he wants to start a new era that doesn't include a 43-year-old quarterback who makes a lot of money. He might want to start anew with a quarterback he feels is good and who costs significantly less. Someone like 32-year-old Andy Dalton. Patriots have to pay a third or fourth round pick for Dalton, who has a year left on his contract and no future in Cincy. If Belichick makes up his mind it's time to move on from Brady, then my argument is moot. Dalton, by the way, would be my pick to start in New England next year if Brady goes. Belichick would love Dalton. He's a quiet, intense, lunch pail Texan who makes no excuses, and Dalton would embrace the Patriots ethos. What are we talking about? He's a sucky quarterback,
come
Peter.
On.
Lunch pail Texan? Does he? Are they like best buds? They go camping together?
There's got to be
what are we doing?
Maybe they're craft beer buddies or something. They got to have some
Andy Dalton?
Deep connection because if Dalton were a free agent, I could see him coming in one of those Eric Decker and the Gang of Scrubbinis sort of wide receiver 2019 camp mixes, giving up assets to Cincinnati, who, by the way, would probably be in absolutely no hurry to help you out following how pissed Zach Taylor was last year with the whole Spygate 2 nonsense. Why would they be willing, like, you know what, Patriots here, by all means, please, you know what? We'll just take a fifth for Dalton. That's fine. Unload the contract. Thanks very much for this. It makes no sense whatsoever to give up assets and then pay two-thirds of what you had to pay Tom Brady to have Andy Dalton come here and be a bridge to Stid, if you will. Nonsense.
Two career years over a 91 quarterback rating out of the 8 or 9 years he's been
but
in the
based
NFL.
On the money
he's
that,
a stiff.
But based on the money that he's going to make next year, if you trade for him, if that's how they got to get him, and he's got $17 million hit.
I guess you're redoing the deal, right? You make a trade for Dalton. But I go back to what Ken said during his trending.
Why
I'd rather
would you
them
do it though,
because you don't want to pay him You don't want to invest $30 million. Say, Andy, we're going to give you a 2-year deal and knock that first year down.
I would give Cincinnati anything. I would say, listen, I'll wait till you cut him.
I'm with you.
Who's trading for Andy Dalton? Who's giving up a third-round pick for Andy Dalton?
That's what I mean. Peter King values him as a third- or fourth-round pick,
Peter King's a moron. Let me be honest. Hello, I'm Peter King. I don't disagree with Texan. I don't disagree with you.
He goes to Bible study.
I always have thought that a team that just goes completely flat when they lose their starting quarterback, like the Houston Texans, would be a smart place for an Andy Dalton to go because you go from highly competitive to dead in the water when Deshaun Watson goes down, and he gets hit a lot. So you'd want to have a decent backup.
You know where Andy Dalton's best fit is? Right where he is in Cincinnati. Andy Dalton is a quarterback that you, like a Fitzpatrick or at Miami, a team that has no chance, and you say, okay, we just need a veteran to kind of hold on to the steering wheel until we're ready to hand it to this young guy. And whether that's Joe Burrow, in Cincinnati's case.
It's going to be, yeah.
Yeah. So you let Dalton just go there, take his, you know, and you don't want to throw Burrow into the fire right away, and you let Dalton start next year, and the team's going to stink anyways, and then you hand the keys over to Burrow the following year after he's been able to sit and watch a little bit. But Dalton's not a guy that you have come to a team that you're a playoff or Super Bowl contender.
Does nothing for me.
Isn't Joe Burrow like 23 or 24? He's starting day one next year.
I don't think that matters. No doubt.
Yeah,
he'll start this fall. It's gonna be based on
he's gonna outplay Dalton. He's a better quarterback now than Dalton.
I know, but sometimes it depends on how you feel as a coach. Do you want to throw your guy to the fire right away, or do you want to maybe say, all right, live and learn and watch from the sideline and see where you wouldn't make the same mistakes that this guy's making?
Like what? We have no speed on the outside, and the offensive line is a tire fire, so we're gonna get this kid killed like David Carr in
but
Houston years ago.
That's good because the Cincinnati has nothing besides Joe Mixon.
Yeah, not much.
I would not give up a draft pick for him. And if the question is Andy Dalton or Jarrett Stidham, I'd go Jarrett Stidham.
Aren't they going to continue to try to offer the kitchen sink and then some just to try to pry Burrow away from Cincinnati? But there's no chance in the world they're going to get him, right?
It's the Bengals.
They're only a couple behind.
Who knows? But why would they?
Because rule and they brought the offensive coordinator. Joe Brady, who's 31, who worked with him, so they want to have that symmetry down there in Carolina.
Well, unless the kid Joe Burrow says, listen, I don't want to go to Cincinnati, maybe you could shoot your way out of there like Eli Manning.
You've been there. Would anyone want to go to Cincinnati?
Isn't he from the area?
Yeah, he's from Ohio.
He's from Ohio. So I think he's been okay. His dad basically came out and said he'll be fine playing back there. He's not getting traded.
All right, so well, then if he says that, then yeah, they're not going
to. The problem
Carolina doesn't have enough.
The problem I have is that it's guys like Peter King who are suggesting that Dalton is somehow a replacement for Tom Brady.
No.
Like you are scraping the bottom of the barrel. I'd rather that tear down than one of these guys.
But if you're going with Dalton or you're going with Stidham, aren't you just basically saying, okay, I don't want to use the word rebuilding, but we're just trying to figure out where we're going, right? Because if you're the Patriots and those are your quarterback options for next year, whether it's Marcus Mariota or, you know, anybody besides Brady, aren't you really as a team going, is it even worth investing money into a team that's not going to be good?
So play Stidham because he costs you $700,000.
Well, then if you're going to play Stidham, that's what I'm saying. Don't trade
for Andy Dalton.
What's the purpose of going to get Hunter Henry? What's the purpose of, you know, going to get what other pieces that might be available, even though there's not many, if you look at the guy that next year is not going to be the quarterback of your future?
Yeah, it's a good question. What do they do with that money that they end up saving? Do they want to retool the – they have a lot of other things to answer. Scott and Wave at the Grease of the Wiggies for a long time said Brady's coming back. He's next up on WEEI. Scott, good morning.
Good morning. Mutt, Wiggy, and Nick, this is like an all-star game. Are you kidding me?
That's right.
Unbelievable.
I love also that you take the no days off mantra to heart, because you could take your President's Day off from calling into Greg's show, and here you are up and at him, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, Scott.
I'm addicted to the show, man. Ask Greg. I've been listening to him every day for almost 5 years. It's a great morning. Anyone out there, enjoy your coffee. It's a great show. Three of my favorite personalities right on the air at the same time. Greg got President's Day. I'll get to Brady in a second. Greg got President's Day off?
He has every day
off. Are you kidding me?
any holiday he's got, his deal. He's got a sweet deal here.
He's been off since July
29th.
Scott, he's been off since July 29th, 2019.
Reminds me of my sister. My sister works for the state in Boston. It's unbelievable. She's like, yeah, I'm off tomorrow. I'm like, why? She's like, oh, the governor burped. Like, we're off tomorrow. It's ridiculous.
That's how it works.
All right. Let's get on point. If there's ever been a saying, the saying, age is just a number, right? Very cliche. If there's ever been anyone who's exemplified that, it is. It's Tom Brady. He's 43. I would bet dollars to donuts that he is in better physical condition. And I mean, if you actually did one of those aerobic tests with the mask on and, you know, who gets the most out of their muscle, blah, 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 I guarantee you he would beat 95%, perhaps 100% of the quarterbacks in the league. So he could play till 47 if he wanted to. 48? I'm not kidding. And moving on, so I'm tired of hearing, oh, he's 43. You know what? He might as well be 33. Because
yeah, but to Belichick,
like
that matters. Scotty, to Belichick, that matters. I don't think he wants to pay the going rate. I think Kraft would like to see it happen, but Belichick's got to decide, do I invest in a guy who's 43, or do I hit the reset button the way that, you know, Wiggy's talking about? Do you go back to Stidham and say we're going to take a few years off? Because for Belichick, the age matters.
What if you could change Brady's birth certificate? Now he's 33. Would you re-sign him now?
The main point
I got coming in mind.
Yes. All right.
All right. In closing, why would he leave? Over a couple million dollars, that's peanuts to him and his family. Whether you got $400 million or $404 million, it's all the same. So money isn't the issue. It's ridiculous. If he leaves, and I'll say it, Nick's going to hate me because I know he loves Brady more than I do. He's an idiot if he leaves.
Oh, come on.
He has comfort here.
They're idiots if they don't bring him back. He does nothing wrong by leaving.
The ball's in his court. He has comfort here. He's familiar with the offense, the people, the area, and he has a legacy to finish. He'd be a fool to leave over a few million dollars. In closing, I guarantee you he re-signs 100%. I owe you all a six-pack of beer if I'm wrong. Mark my words, on week one, he will be a Patriot.
That's the way you take. We use 100%.
I'm 100%
on board.
Listen, we
marked
down all bets here in the station.
We do?
Yes, we do.
We have that in the bet.
Because if you're the Patriots,
little bet notebook.
What do you do? What do you do if you don't bring Brady back, right? You save this money. Where are you then allocating it?
I'm still going to upgrade the offense for Jared Stidham because if he's my guy, just like they traded for Brandon Cooks, the idea there was we have a weapon for Jimmy Garoppolo when he takes over. They're going to want to put offensive talent around Stidham.
So you're going to trade to get offensive talent?
Do you put it into offensive line and protect the kid? Do you give him speed on the outside? Which way are you going?
All the above. Because whether Brady's here or not, we agree they need upgrades on offense.
Right, but when you look at the upgrades that they potentially got to get, there's really no wide receiver out there in the free agent market. Maybe at Emmanuel Sanders, but why are you going after Emmanuel Sanders that you're probably going to sign a 2-year or a 3-year deal for a guy like him because he's a little bit older? with Stidham, who you don't even know if Stidham's going to be your guy in the next 2 years.
Well, you want to give him the every opportunity to do it. I mean, I agree that there's not a great name out there, but a tight end, they don't have to do much to upgrade, Wiggy. Like, they could sign you as upgrade over Matt Lacoste.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, Hunter Henry's the guy that's out there. There's some definitely, but
or Austin Hooper, who played in Atlanta last year.
He's gonna want a lot of money, Hooper, right? So Ebron,
you also franchise tag him for $11 million, which is nothing.
Right. Or you can get a guy like Ebron for the cheap, but it's a 1 year deal. I mean, it's all about your quarterback, right? So if your quarterback's not that good, how good is Eric Ebron?
Atlanta can't tag Austin Hooper. They are the most cap-strapped team. They have about $1 million tops. They're completely screwed this offseason.
Well, Phil, yeah, there's your trade. They tag and trade into the Patriots. I mean, the Patriots get their guy at $11 million. They trade a draft pick, and then they can work it out that way. Meanwhile, did you? We'll come back. I've heard what Scott just said about Brady a lot. That somehow it's his fault. Or that it's his legacy. And I think it's completely opposite. This is about Kraft. This is about the Patriots. The ball, to me, is in their court. 617-779-7937. Mutt, Wiggy, and Fitzy in for Greg Hill. We'll get to your calls and the Brady side of this next here on WEEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Mutt, Wiggy, Fitzy in for the crew, 617-779-7937. What are you laughing at? You're so happy when Curtis is not here. My God.
Well, first of all, yes.
My
A,
God, the happy B, smile on your face.
Come on, think about it. Mutt, Wiggy, and Fitzy, this is Ken taking a shot at us. Radio Nowhere?
Oh, it's okay. You think I know what this is? Oh, Bruce Springsteen, correct?
Plus, also, he's sneaking it in because Hillman hates this song.
Oh,
so he's going to play. He's going to play Bruce that Greg doesn't like. That Ken likes, and also take a shot at us.
Yeah, when you guys talk music, my eyes just roll back in my head. Right, I don't know any of these.
Want some Florida Georgia Line next?
I know
next
none of these artists. Well, he played some Eric Church, so we're good right now.
Mutt's a country guy.
I am. So meanwhile, that caller bothered me because I feel like we're getting more of that now as Brady Watch rolls on. It's almost like the Super Bowl. It's 2 weeks, and so by the end of the 2 weeks, you've changed your opinion. Everyone agreed it was the Patriots' responsibility. Get it done. Alex Reamer had a story in Boston Magazine. Fans are mad at Brady. They're annoyed at Brady for Instagram. Courtney mentioned the other night that it's becoming a little bit too Gronk-like. He's the greatest quarterback of all time.
Right.
This is not going to be Brady's fault
if
they don't get it done. This will be on the Patriots. Where is that now coming from where it's Brady's responsibility to sign here for less money, for less control, because of his legacy or because he wants to finish out his career with the Patriots? That sounds so stupid.
Short of Brady posting a video on Instagram of him like taking his jersey off, putting it on the ground, urinating on it, and then lighting it on fire, I don't think there's a thing this guy could do, social media, public eye-wise, that would ever tarnish his legacy or anger Patriots fans to a point where they would feel spiteful towards
the greatest quarterback. We're already taking those calls,
though, Fitzy. And the guy has done
everything. What are the last 20 years of your life like? Honestly, if you live in New England and you're a Boston sports fan without Tom Brady, they're okay. Think about how much the guy has meant to the region. Of course, there's no reason to be mad at Tom Brady. And the ball is 100% in Kraft and Belichick's court. There's a 0% slice of the pie for Brady, and I would say it's probably, what, 50-50 between coach and owner?
I'd probably say more on Kraft.
I say more on Belichick. I think he's going to get to make the decision here. Like, he's going to decide how much that Brady's worth and how much he wants to invest in Kraft.
But it's
going to
be Kraft's decision on whether or not to trump Belichick and go, here's what I want to pay him. Either, Bill, this is what I'm going to pay him.
And you think he's still going to do that?
Yeah, at the end of the day, it only can go, I mean, it could go bad for Bill, but it goes bad for Kraft more than anybody else, because everybody's going to be like, you're the owner, why wouldn't you step in and get this done? That's what they're going to say. Nobody's going to say, oh, well, Bill didn't want to, Bill decided to say this is the direction we're going and Kraft bought it. It's all
because no one believes that, because they believe that Kraft has the power to step over Belichick's body to get it done.
A bunch of times, you know, I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure Brady retires a Patriot. This is on you. And when all the crap comes rolling down, if Brady isn't here next year, it's going to fall at your doorstep.
And he will take the biggest hit from a legacy standpoint. You're right.
Oh, yeah.
If Brady goes on to play at a high level somewhere else.
Which he probably will.
You said there's a risk in doing that. I understand. Right. But I would bet on Brady. If he goes somewhere else and has to restart, I'm betting on Brady being successful.
The fans, Tom, why'd you leave? Oh, we're sad, but at the same time, we'll continue to root for you. You're the greatest thing ever. Belichick, I don't know. I'm raising an angry fist towards you, but you feel the competitive team. I'm going to be okay with you in the end. Kraft, lot to lose. People are going to stare up at the owner's box and say, how'd you let this happen?
Stadium's going to be empty next year if Bill's gone.
It'll take a couple of years, but they need to lose a little bit first. They're
going to start 0-4. You think people are going to show up and go to watch Stidham throw the ball to Hunter Henry?
Well, you mean Jamal Adams?
Right.
Minkah Fitzpatrick?
Yeah.
See, I think
people are sleeping on their schedule, too. It's tough.
Right.
Kansas City has a cream-filled pastry of a schedule next year.
Have you done the wins-losses yet, Fitzy? Have you gone through Patriots wins-losses?
I don't think you have to.
Is it a day that ends in A-Y?
I don't think you have to.
A little early.
It's six. It's guaranteed 9 losses. They're just looking at their schedule.
I don't know who the quarterback is going to be, but I'm with you. If it's not Brady, it's a major step down. But I just don't. The people that are now turning on Brady and saying it's become too much, I'm just saying I don't understand. Sounds like you guys both agree.
Yeah, they're fraudulent.
Corey's in a card, 617-779-7937. Hi, Corey.
What's up, gentlemen? How you doing this morning?
What's up, Corey?
Hey, so I think the Patriots are probably in the worst shape out of all the teams that Brady could potentially go to, and that's because of weapons. If you look at every other team, they say, we have the weapons, we just need to bring in a quarterback. The Patriots have to gain weapons, and it was either last year or the year before. I think Adam Humphries took less money because he said, I don't know how long Brady's going to be there. Now you're trying to get weapons in, and they don't even know if Brady's going to be there at all. How are you going to bring guys in? Like Wiki said, you're going to have to trade for guys. He was saying that because of what's out there, but I'm saying that because of why is New England a destination anymore? It's kind of scary. Like, it's going to be like the Celtics had trouble bringing guys in for a long time, you know?
You don't get those veterans that want to go and win the Latin end of their career if Brady's not here. Like, I think there's a player or two out there that says, yeah, I'll go play with Brady and try to win one more ring somewhere, win a ring. If Brady's not here, you don't get that benefit of that recruiting tool. So
Antonio Brown, for example.
Corey's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
there are 29 other teams that would at least on paper consider signing Antonio Brown, but we know three, maybe four, maybe 28 teams tops, because you can probably check the Saints off as well. But there got to be a couple of guys that would say, yeah, I'll go chase the ring one more time, or I'll be part of that team. Sure.
Like Emmanuel Sanders. He goes, okay, I'll go play with Brady.
I'll take two for 12.
Yeah, I got to get a couple of years. But if Stidham's here, he's like, I'm not going to play with Stidham. I mean, when you start to look at some of the – and then really after that, it's a lot of veteran. It's Danny Amendola, Randall Cobb, Robbie Anderson. These guys are not coming because they're not making big bank. So they're not coming here – A, for the money, and B, if they're not going to make big bank, they want a chance to win a championship, they're not going to have that with Stidham.
It's a great point.
In the same way that Scott just said, I'll buy you all a six-pack if Brady signs elsewhere, I'd buy all of you guys a six-pack if Amendola were to sign anywhere but wherever Brady ends up. I mean, he'll play one more year, and he'll try and ring chase and give Brady that little extra bit of continuity and comfort wherever Brady goes.
So is Amendola like the big upgrade offensively? Let's say Brady comes back here. Mm-hmm. Is Amendola great upgrade? No. He's a lesser version of Edelman. They still need a lot more help offensively. This is where the Wiggins, right, gets in this. Right. They're in this weird area where they need Brady here to win, but they also need a major upgrade in offensive talent and at the restock. So there's this weird thread the needle thing for the team where if they don't do it a certain way, they're in a spot like Wiggy said, where they're not competitive for a Super Bowl next year. And it might be a while if they don't have the quarterback there.
Here, just think real quick. So LeBron leaves Cleveland after his second stint there, wins a championship. We all think he's in the victory lap phase of his life. Turns out he's playing maybe the best basketball of his career because the guy's a freak. But he goes to Los Angeles. Why? Because it's Los Angeles for the celebrity. Mm-hmm. And also, if he's there in time, he's comfortable and confident enough that they're going to build a team to win. What do? They go out and they get AD, and now they've turned into a force. Does Brady do something like that where he goes to a situation where he's like, okay, I know that there's good pieces in place, and I'm confident and comfortable in you guys surrounding me with the talent to get it done? Because that's exactly what LeBron did, so why would Brady do anything different were he to leave?
Because basketball and football are completely different, right? LeBron doesn't have to go there and really learn an offense. All LeBron's got to do is say, okay, you got me AD, that's good, and then you can put three other Scribinis on the court and we'll go out there and we'll ball out.
And he's even changed his game a little bit, though, because his assists are way up this year.
Right. And so but football, it's different. So, okay, maybe you put some pieces around me. Now these pieces got to learn the system. We got to now get on the same page together. Is the offensive line good enough to protect me? Maybe the pieces are not really gelling like I thought they would gel. Regardless of who knows what it could be from. It could be maybe teams are like, well, we're not phased what you're running. There's a lot of different elements to football than I think there is with basketball where it could say, okay, hey, Kawhi, you want to come to the Clippers, or Paul, you want to come to the Clippers with me? All right, cool. Let's link up. And, you know, we got a couple other guys and it's a basketball. Everybody get out of the way. Let Kawhi go for 35. In football, I think there's more to having to build a team through a lot of different areas. And so if you're the Patriots, you have to ask yourself, how can we build? You look at the free agent market, the wide receiver. It's not great.
And who the hell are you going to trade for as well? Who's going to say?
I would say Stephon Diggs would be the guy that would be top of my list.
Yeah, you've been in on Diggs for, we thought maybe he would come halfway through the season.
He wants out of Minnesota.
He wants out of there. What's that going to cost, though? Are you going to give up pick 23 when you need to pick a safety?
I'll give up pick 23.
And they don't know how much money they have, and they don't know how much, he's also got a big salary. So you bring Diggs in here. This goes back to, again, the timing of to figure out the timing to make it
isn't
work.
Isn't that a re-signing, a restructuring of other guys? Restructure Gilmore, you restructure Shaq Mason.
You're letting Tooney go, you're letting Van Noy go. Those guys are all gone.
So there's a way to get Diggs.
They should
on.
Be able to figure it out. But I mean, can they do that without knowing what Brady's number is? I don't know. Like it's such a big number. Let's say it's $30 million. It's really 43 potentially with the dead cap number. How does it affect what else they can do?
I think I can speak on behalf of most Pats fans when you tell me, like, Van Noy's got to go, but we're going to bring in Diggs. I'd be all right with that.
I think most people would. Yeah.
I think defensively, when you look at the guys that are free agents, Jason McCourty, Devin McCourty, right? They're both free agents. Kyle Van Noy, they've been great for the system. But I don't think anybody's like, we need them back. They'll probably just be like, Bill, hey, you can find another, you know, veteran safety out there to fill the need, or veteran corner, or, you know, you got guys like Jonathan Jones and J.C. Jackson that might take on
Jawan Williams.
Yeah, Jawan Williams. So, hey, you can find another Kyle Van Noy to kind of fit into the system. Who knows? Maybe Simon kind of takes on more of
Derek Rivers.
There's a lot of different ways. But when you look on the offensive side of the football, you don't have guys that you can just plug in and you can go, I can replace, you know, or I can add a player.
So you would be willing to risk possibly damaging the back end of the defense, which was the strongest part of your team in 2019, so that you could bring in more on the really offense.
It's got to be balanced. It's got to be more. It was too defensive minded this year. The roster is not balanced
on the back
enough.
And that's
Harmon costs a lot of money.
Devin McCourty, but Harmon's on the contract.
Yeah, I could see him being a candidate for being cut. And would you say that McCourty is possibly the most important part of the back end, since he's the de facto quarterback?
That's Gilmore. I mean, Gilmore's still the most important part of the second.
Is
their best player.
And he costs a lot of money this year.
And he was worth every penny of it. You mentioned, so you made the basketball comparison. My only argument would be, What does Brady want at this stage in his career? Is he okay going to a team that's not going to make him the focal point of the offense? Because I think when you hear Darlington say he wants creative control, he wants some offensive input, he still wants to throw. He wants to be an offensive aerial attack. He does not want to be the guy managing handing the ball off. So I think he wants some assurances from whatever team it is, whether it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Vegas Raiders, or the Patriots. Like, what's my role going to be? I want to throw the ball. I'm 43 and I got a cannon still. I want to throw
it. He also knows that just because you have a bunch of talent there doesn't mean, and I'm not saying he's thinking about this, but he knows talent doesn't just, go out on the field and you're going to win. So if he looks and goes, okay, I like what Tampa Bay has, but that doesn't mean we're just going to roll out and we're just all of a sudden going to win football games. I might be able to put up some good numbers, but are we getting wins off of that? So that's the thing you have to look at. He has to have trust. I would agree with the Patriots. He has to have a boatload of trust in them, which they did last year, or at least what Bill did last year, is try to get guys. And I don't think he feels a way like, I don't trust Bill's going to surround some people around me. I think he goes into knowing that because that's what he's going to have to do. And just, is he going to be happy with $26 million? I think so, $27
million. Meanwhile, as we're talking Brady, baseball had an embarrassing weekend, the sport of baseball, which
you don't say.
Ken Laird loves. We'll see if he defends his sport on the other side here.
I mean, are we really even paying attention to baseball?
Are you serious?
I
thought this Manfred Correa Astros debacle was the biggest sports story of the weekend. Even bigger than my favorite new league, the XFL.
Well, the players were interested. I got to say, a lot of the players.
Because they're airing each other out. That's what I mean, Wiggy.
I love it. I love the fact that people are finally speaking out against each other and that people are taking the Astros to task, because what they did last week was not just an embarrassment to their championship or the sport of baseball or what's left of baseball. It was an embarrassment to sports and competitive fairness, period.
You sound offended. You sound like you are triggered by this.
I'm a level playing field type of guy. Yeah. I only just want to know the rules of engagement so that we all know exactly how things are going to work, and then have at it. If your talent, your scheme, your ability to read and decode signals is better than mine, fairly done. Okay,
but do we really believe that, though? Even though these other players, I think they're a little bit fraudulent.
What they pulled off is garbage.
But no. But I think there are some play, that might be a little bit fraudulent. Do we really believe the Astros were the only team cheating to this level?
Banging a trash can? Hell yes. They were the only team doing
that. You don't
think
potentially
that wiring game show buzzers?
But if Beltran was there, Beltran was in New York, you don't think
they were cheating? I think they were all cheating.
We know the Red Sox were using Apple Watches a couple years ago.
I think they were cheating in 2018, Wiggy, but I don't think they were banging trash cans and being as deliberate as the Astros were.
Okay, so the Astros might have went to bang. So what's the difference if you're banging a trash can or using an Apple Watch?
I'll tell you what the difference is. The difference is, right now, to a lot of people, because optics play such a big deal in a sport like baseball that already has public, that has fan issues, is the fact that there was no mea culpa, that there was no grand apology. Even the freaking commissioner yesterday goes on ESPN and says he thinks they did a garbage job, they did a garbage can job of apologizing, and now they may need to do it again.
It's not the best part.
So dumb.
You think people what?
I think people are being fraudulent on this. Now all of a sudden everybody's outraged. Oh my God! Come on, everybody's doing it in baseball. And hey, the Astros might have been banging on trash cans. The Red Sox were using Apple Watches a couple years. We know Carlos Beltran was with the Yankees. What about the teams that he was with prior to that? Alex Cora. This thing has been going on forever. So let's not all of a sudden get upset. And like, you got guys like Yu Darvish who are going, oh my God, they should turn in their they should have to hand over the trophy.
Yeah. Trophy.
Come on.
Drafted by the Red Sox and the Astros. But the highlight yesterday is Carlos Correa, because there's no one I've made a lot of excuses in my life for dumb things I've done, trust me. I've not made dumber excuses than Carlos Correa made for Jose Altuve yesterday. We got to come back and hear this. 617-779-7937. And we are, 4 hours away from the Red Sox ownership trying to explain what their offseason's been like down there in Fort Myles. We'll get to that in hour two. Mutt, Wiggy, Fitzy in for the crew.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.